This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We're continuing in Mishmarot Daf HaShavua. Today, we learn Simen Kuf, Tfilas Hamoyed Tzarech Lasader. The prayers of Yomim Tovim you need to arrange. Says the Mechaber, Tfilas Shal Mayadois V'Shal Rosh HaChadashim Tzarech Lahasder Tfilasai Kodem Shiyusbalel Kedei Shetehe Shigur B'Fiv. The Tfilas of Yomim Tovim and Rosh Chodesh, you need to arrange the tefillah before you daven, so that it's fluent. You don't want to start stumbling and mumbling. You know, like the guy who davens for the Amud, all of a sudden he's reading everything smoothly, right? And then he gets up to Anenu, and then it sounds like he's reading ancient hieroglyphics. Why? Because the guy doesn't know how to read. It's just the other parts of the tefillah he's practiced. This, the Anenu, it looks like, you know, he needs Rosetta Stone to decipher. So before you get up to the davening, if it's a new part of the tefillah, you need to arrange it. Hagav, yesha amrim davka kishim espalam al peh. Some say you only have to arrange if you're davening it val peh. Well, kishim espalam mitoich ha-siddur motor. If you're davening from a siddur, it's permitted to wing it. You see what you're davening. That is the minag. Okay. Says Mishnah. This is the Gersa in many books and in the Bir Hagra. Tfilas Mosaf. When we say you need to arrange the tefillah of Rosh Chodesh, it means Mosaf. Vahatam. Neishain Mispalel Oysan Tader. Most of you don't daven always, Ela Lefrakim, only upon occasion, Ein Ragel Behem Kolkach, and therefore you are not so accustomed to, you're not so accustomed to it. Prima Gadim Shimabach or Prichadash Kasav Duadin Yalaviyavai the Shachris. Prima Gadim says, even though the Mechaber is speaking specifically about Musaf, because you don't frequently say it, but the same logic would apply to Yal V'Yavoy and Shachris, or Bimei Marchev Esther of Chanukah and Purim. Gam Kein Tzarech Lahasder Metchila. You also have to arrange in the beginning. The Eish Avram Buchach says it helps. You don't have to say the words, even to go over it in your mind.
What does it mean, arrange?
Go over the words, to say the words. To say it, to practice saying it. Now, the question is, if you're going to say it, the Kavachaim says, say it without Shemo Malchus. However, the Maimer Mordechai is mashma, that when a Sheikh Tzibur is practicing davening for the Amud, he does say it b'Shemo Malchus. Sheikh Tzibur that's practicing, he would say it b'Shemo Malchus. Now, when you're davening from a siddur, the Mishnah Berurah already wrote in Siman Tzadi Vav Siv Katan Ches, you should mark off what you need to say, so you don't skip it, or you don't have to start searching for it. Okay, or daven from a siddur. So, in other words, here, so again, Mesader means you're going to practice saying it. That's talking about somebody who davens Baal Peh. But it seems, according to the Ramah, that if you're davening from a Siddur, you don't have to practice. Uvashira kezel tamal minigah nashon shemekim b'choza l'spalo Baal Peh ve'inon Mesader metchila. Shuk Nesek Doyla wonders on the custom of people who are lenient to daven Baal Peh and not to arrange it in the beginning. She'ini yadea ma'samchu, he doesn't know what they rely on. Ba'ayin b'shari tshuva. Look in the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva says, Ve'ayin sham b'shem Tshuvas harashbash. Sheshama me aviv shekibel shalai nagu lahazir tefilas madim lefi she'ein lahazir rak kishi kula tefilim chudashas. It has to be entirely a new tefillah. What would be an example of something that's entirely a new tefillah? You never have something that's entirely a new tefillah. Even Yom Naram, it's not entirely a new tefillah. But the Sha'ar Teshuvah brings down this opinion of the Rashbash that there is basis not to have to practice it before, even when you're not davening from Seder. At least, if you're going to daven Baal Peh, the first tefillah should be from a Seder, and this way, your Yoytze, the opinion that we're not davening from a Seder, you need to go over it before. So the Rama says there are those who are machmer only when you daven by heart. Kos machzas hashekel. Shaloi kadin noegin oilam sha'omrim berchas kiddush levana baal peh. It's not correct that people say kiddush levana baal peh. Ve'einam misadrim oisam betchila. They don't arrange it first. Ve'ayin b'shari tshuva. So anytime you come to something that you don't say frequently, so it seems like, what do you mean? I say it frequently. I say it every month. No, that's not frequent enough. So you don't say Kiddush Levana Baal Peh unless you're Mesader at first. Mesader means you at least think the words in your mind before. Mitoy Chasidur, Utfilois Upiyutim Shechomor Perusham. Prayers and Piyutim, whose commentary is difficult. So let's say the Slichas. Most people have absolutely no idea what the Slichas are about. They don't know the difference between Akdamos, Yitziv Piskam, and Slichos for Yom Naram. All they know is they're saying ancient Hebrew words. You're not allowed to say the words. Don't say it. Unless you go over it before. Which I'm sure everybody does. I'm sure every single night people prepare the Slichos for the next day. Tzarech Lahasir. That's why many people are Machmer. They don't say them. They don't go to Slichos. Because what's the point if you don't prepare it before? You have to prepare it before. No, it's the same thing. He's giving you enough credit that the regular tefillos, you know what they mean. Otherwise, you would have to prepare that also. But now, no, it's like this. Beforehand, we weren't even talking about pronunciation. We're talking about making sure you say the words. Because if you're saying it by heart and you didn't prepare it, chances are you'll miss words. Do you know? But if you're davening from a siddur, we're not worried you're going to miss words, and we're not worried you don't know the meaning of the perush either. Why wouldn't you know the meaning? Most people, you know, that's the language you speak. But now, when you come to difficult tefillos, you got to practice it. You got to go over it. Yeah. In other words, unless you know what it means. In other words, when you say the piyutim, you know, when you say Hashem Yimlech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, bechashukei chemer, bedigo medalgim, between me and you, you know what that's talking about?
It's art school, that's English. I still don't know what it means. But,
so then that's another halacha. Then you need to go back to elementary school, learn English. Then open up the art scroll and learn Hebrew. That's all part of it.
But the interlinear translation is not enough to understand what it means?
Yeah, you could use interlinear translation.
Okay, to avoid this issue of not having to I'm looking at a translation on the side.
Yeah, that would do it. Okay, should we go weiter? Yeah, let's do another session. Here we go.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.